Up until today, only convicted felons had to submit DNA. Backers of the new law say collection on arrest will help police solve cold cases as well as exonerate people who've been wrongfully convicted. But ACLU Director Chris Amity says it's not clear the funding for the program will cover the cost of collecting and storing as many as 65,000 DNA samples annually. He says the plan to charge offenders $200 to submit their DNA doesn't make sense.
People who are convicted of offenses don't pay surcharges. Local sheriffs are wondering, you know, whether they're going to be able to afford to do this.
But Department of Justice officials say they've already hired 19 new staff to handle the increased workload. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.